Welcome to World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN. I'm David Dye. Our first guest on our World Cafe Sense of Place visit to Stockholm in a session recorded at X-Level Studios in front of an audience of World Cafe travel adventurers is Peter Bjorn and John. They're the band that revived whistling on 2006's Young Folks. Their latest album in 2011, Gimme Some, was their last disc. So it's been a while, and they have been working on some new material, and we'll get to hear that today, as well as some favorites. They've also been involved in starting an artist collective in Stockholm called Ingrid. We'll find out about that. Peter Bjorn and John start off our session with this version of Second Chance.
Chance will never be found. You can't count on a second try. it's so slow, so slow. Baby went to Amsterdam 4 or 5 days by the big canal. Oh, it's so slow, so slow.
And I tried to go away to a place of my own.
Live in the World Cafe today, and going back to most of America's and our introduction to the band Writer's Block back in 2006. So Writer's Block, the last time you guys put out a record was in 2011, and I understand you started on this, what's going to be the new one, and you scrapped things. Is that an accurate portrayal? They're smiling.
Scrapping things is healthy, so... Scrapped the most part of the year, and then we kept. We haven't, you know, we're not finished scrapping.
Right.
Yet. But we'll be at some point.
But you have to build something in order to scrap.
You have to keep something.
Yes, exactly. So, how is it feeling? How's it coming along? And what do you? What is it? The shape of it seem like now?
It's big. Huge.
Man of many adjectives. Big, huge. All right.
Enormous.
Scrappy.
And Bjorn, you're back producing?
No, we reached out to some people. This is top secret. I can't talk about it really, but some other people.
some that's good. Chefs on this.
Okay. Well, we actually ran into you guys earlier today near Ingrid, which is your studio, and of course there's the Ingrid label and all that. That's where you're working on this now?
Yes, partly, yeah.
Maybe talk a little bit about what Ingrid Music is all about, because there's a volume 2 of sort of collaborations of some things that have come out, and Is it a collaborative label, or is it just your label and you've got all these friends on it, or?
It's collab, friends, artist, collective, label stuff. I guess it's mostly ours, we would say, but maybe the other people don't agree. But, you know, we just, because we were doing a lot of stuff with friends, we just try to like put a name, put a bird on it, or put a name on it, and then it we started doing even more because of that sort of.
And is that distracting, or is it just like fun?
It's been fun, and then some stuff has not been so fun, but it's I don't know.
It's practical too.
And taking this period of time away, was it meant to? Did it end up being this long because of that that such scrapping we just talked about, or did you plan to really take some time off? Because you guys have been working pretty hard, pretty steadily for a long time.
I don't think we planned this to take this long, actually, but maybe I don't know half of this time.
Right.
So that was a weird answer.
Yeah.
Took 4 years.
Right.
Meant to take 2 years. Yeah. Things well, happen.
Maybe you should start earlier next time. Yeah. Not wait like 1.5 years.
Well, if we're even just a little bit patient, are we going to be able to hear some new things tonight?
Yeah, we're actually going to play some new stuff later. So some world premieres.
Excellent.
Yeah.
We love that. We love that. What do you guys want to play now?
One more oldie to warm up. So.
This is Ice from Give Me Some.
The song Eyes from our Sense of Place guests, Peter Bjorn and John, live from Stockholm. More, including a pair of brand new songs played for the first time when we get back to the World Cafe. Our Sense of Place Stockholm session with Peter Bjorn and John continues with our live session in front of an audience of World Cafe travel adventures that we brought from the U.S. We're about to hear some new material, which is welcome, and it has been an unusually long 4 years between albums for the band.
Well, you're talking about doing a new one called Breaking Point, and tell me about this one. When did it come along? And
it's been around for quite a while, but the title we came up with yesterday.
So not to put you guys any edgier about getting this done, but how many tracks do you have done? I'm sorry, I read this earlier interview, which was sort of after the scrapping took place, that you were kind of going to back towards the kind of songs you guys originally did. And I never thought you got too far away from that, but...
Well, I mean, we got enough songs to call it more than an EP, which is now, what, 5?
Right.
We got less than 100, but we haven't really decided on the, I don't know what length is, like,
people make
cool now.
I know,
it's
people...
Even 2011, it was CD.
Yeah. Exactly. I think 2 is probably okay. You could probably put these out and you'd be fine. launch a whole world tour on 2 songs. I mean, could happen.
Someone should have told us earlier then, because would have been good.
So, Peter, you ready? This is Breaking Point?
Yeah. I believe it is. It's one of my favorites.
live from X Level Studios in Stockholm, a world premiere of a new song called Breaking Point from Peter Bjorn and John, who are with us here today. I can't tell you how honored that you guys are doing this for us. We're really... And to hear that you haven't done any gigs and you're doing this, it's really, really nice of you. I guess, Bjorn, you could talk to this a little bit, because I know you work with like Lee and a bunch of other folks. Is there a tight-knitness to the community here musically? Because there's so many bands of so many different styles. We're not even going to do any Swedish death metal while we're here. But is there a tightness to the people, and everybody's aware of projects people are working on, that kind of thing?
Yeah, there is. And I think the 90s fear that people had, like, oh, they're going to hear my song and steal it, and, you know, I have to kill them now before they hear it, like Oasis style, that's not around. And it's just like...
Everyone just steals from each other.
It's healthy, like, oh, that, you know, but it's nicer anyway. Right.
Well, you guys were not happy when Gimme Some was leaked, though, back in 2011.
I totally forgot that. Thank you. I can't remember. No comments.
Okay. Nothing like
that. Who was that?
I don't know. Another song, new song with a tentative title?
This is the title.
This is for real?
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
And this is called what?
It's called Do-Si-Do, so it has like... this American, I guess, what do you call it? Square dance, connection. Yeah. Inspired by square dance. It's another one of my favorites.
Okay.
To hate, and we drank to everything. some song I used to hear back then, a long time ago. And I remember when, even further back, in another town, 'cause I saw something written I used to say back then, hard to comprehend. And the question is, was I more alive then than I am now? I happily had to disagree. To me, just because something starts differently doesn't mean it's worthless. So I soaked it in, how I soaked it in, how I soaked it in, and used this to prove how right it was. Then you came, so I'm gonna give, yes, I'm gonna give, I'm gonna give you a try. So I'm gonna give, yes, I'm gonna give. Try. And the question is, was I more alive than I am now? I happily had to disagree. I laugh more often now. I cry more often now. I am more me.
Objects of My Affection from Peter Bjorn and John, finishing up our Sense of Place session. From Stockholm, Willem Bleeker, was the engineer at X Level Studios. Big thanks to Peter Bjorn and John, particularly for all that new material. This is Sense of Place Stockholm on the World Cafe. I'm David Dye. World Cafe Words and Music from WXBN is produced at WXBN in Philadelphia. If you'd like to hear more of our World Cafe sessions and get daily cafe alerts, you can sign up at our website at worldcafe.npr.org. As always, thanks for spending your time with the World Cafe.